second tefillah, we're up to Yigdal, according to some. According to some that say Yigdal, and some don't say Yigdal. So let's start with all the way in the beginning. Who wrote Yigdal? That's question number one. Who wrote Yigdal? In the Siddur Mekorah Tefillos, it says, Yigdal, Kosev HaYayivitz, the Yayivitz, which is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says, Shetfilas Yigdal, Chibroi Harambam. Harambam, Zal. The Piyut, Yigdal, was written by the Rambam. V'yesh Aymrim, Shemechabre Hoya, Rabbi Yechiel Ben Rebaruch. The one who was the Mechaber of Yigdal was Rabbi Yechiel Ben Rebaruch. The Chosam Shmoy B'Sefer Tefillah, and Rabbi Yechiel Ben Rebaruch, he signed his name at the end of Yigdal. Do you see it? He says, when it says in the words, Mesim Yechaya Kael V'Roy Chazdei Baruch Adi Hashem Tilasai. So if you take the word Yechaya, and you take the word Kael, leave out the hey, you have Yechiel. Beroiv, the base and the ratio is Ben Reb.
Barach.
And then it says Baruch. Next, skip one word, is Baruch. So in that sentence, he has over there his name. Yechiel Ben Baruch was the Ben Baruch was the Mechaber of Yigdal. Menema Aleinu, Eduso Shel Arizal, Sheechad Menach Harachorin Mechibroi. He says, and others that say that, according to the Arizal, that it was written by one of the Achronim. It was not written by the Rambam, Arishin. It was not written by Rabbi Chiya ben Baruch, but rather it was written by the Achronim much later. Val Kain, Lehoya Arizal Emre, and therefore the Arizal didn't say it. It wasn't all the way back from the Rishonim, rather it was from the Achronim. They state over here. In the actual Siddur Beis Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says that the piyut Yigdal was miyusid al yud gimel ikri hados. It was on the yud gimel ikrim. The chibroi Rambam, and it was written by the Rambam. The Yeshayim and others say that it was written by Daniel ben Rabbi Yaakov. The Yeshayim Yechiel ben Rebaruch. So it says in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, which is supposedly written by Yaakov Emden, it seems like there was some other Perushim that ended up combined in the Siddur, but we have now three potential sources. The Rambam, Rabbi Daniel ben Rabbi Yaakov, and Yechiel ben Rebaruch. But what does he tell us? He says it's Miyusir Ayud Gimel Ikri Hadas. What are the Yud Gimel Ikrim? At the end of Shachris, if you look in many, many Siddurim, most Siddurim, you'll have the Ani Mamans, the 13 Ani Mamans, the Yud Gimel Ikre, that's brought down in the Rambam, that you have to, it's a good thing to say, as we're going to see, it's definitely a good thing to say every day, these are Yud Gimel Ikrim, that you have to believe in these things. If you don't believe in any one of these things, you're missing a fundamental part of Yiddishkeit, and you must believe in it, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Iker. And he says that we're going to go through it later, that every Yigdal Lekim Chayv Yishtabach Nitzav Yisam Nitziusoy is the first Ani Mamon. Echad Vein Yochid Biki Yichud Ani Mamon Gamet Zavach Tusay is the second. And he goes through it, we're going to get back to it a little bit later, but he goes through that every, that you take the part, you can take apart the entire Yigdal, and there's 13 Ani Mamons in the period Yigdal. And that's why many felt that it was written by the Rambam. Because the Yigimel Ikrim, the Ani Mamins, that is undisputable from the Rambam. It's brought down in Sof Sanhedrin before Parakhelix, and the Rambam brings it down. So that's undisputable, and therefore, meaning that it has the Yigimel Ikrim in it, that it was written by the Rambam. Now, according to the Sefer Ikrim, written by Yosef Alboy, he says that there's only three Ikrim, not 13. Now, in his three Ikrim, he has a lot of the same components as the 13 of the Rambam. There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sefer, in Yoyodeya Shin Nun Vav, and he says like this, Inyan HaVikuach, regarding the Vikuach, the Machloikis, Im Yeshud Gimel Ikrim Oy Gimel, Kav Yosef Albo, is it 13 Ikrim, or is it 3 Ikrim? Rambam says 13, the Sefer Ikum says three. Lo yodati shum nafkusa. Ki yim kriya shem bovad. He said, I don't know the difference. Except for calling it kriya shem, what you're going to call it, the kriya shem. He said, but I don't know any other difference. There's really no difference. Ludas hamukubolim ein kan ikur. There's no ikur. Ki kol koitim shal teira. Hey, ikur ma bein ze elaze. Every single word of teira is important. Every koit. There's no such thing. You want to say it's Jew gimel ikur. Every single word of teira is important. It's brought down in the Milas HaTeira. The Milas HaTeira was the brother of the Goyin. The Vilna Goyin wrote a pirush on everything. Kamat everything. He wrote on Chumash. He wrote on Sefri. He wrote in Shulchan Aruch. He wrote on everything. The Goyin wrote, when you open up a Sefer, any of the main Sfarim, he wrote a pirush on. He didn't write a Sefer Tayag Mitzvahs. The Rambam we have, the Ramban we have. We have many, the Smag. There are many that wrote, what are the Radvaz, what are the 613 Mitzvahs, Tayag Mitzvahs. So why didn't the Goyin write a Pirush and explain what the Tayag Mitzvahs are, the 613 Mitzvahs? So the Milas HaTeira says, the reason is because the Goyin held that yes, it's true there's a concept of Tayag Mitzvahs. It's definitely true. But if he didn't want it, that people should be so focused on, these are the Tariyag Mitzvahs, and these are the only things I have to keep. You have to keep every word of Torah. It says something in Torah, there's a pasuk in Torah. There's many more things that we have to do than the 613 Mitzvahs. The 613 Mitzvahs might be the beginnings, and then there's roots coming out of it, and then there's a million other things that we have to do. So he didn't want it to be that it should be so focused. That seems to say the same thing that Sam Sefer is saying over here. Yud Gimalikim, Gimalikim. These are all things, there's many, many more things that we have to believe in than just this. Is it something, you know, good to say? Absolutely, because the Gimel Ikrim, they can help us with our Emunah and our Shkafas, but that's not it. It's not like, oh, I got the Gimel Ikrim, I'm good to go. There's much more than that we have to have. Brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, he says like this. It says over here that Yigdal, that we just said. He said, this is going to strengthen your emunah in the Rabbanu Shalom. Ubisidurim huva piyat yigdal shemusei yigdal emunah shepasram pir shemeshnais parkelam pa leperichei shemusech lasanhedrin. So we said this already. Rabba hasaris al zahus mechara piyat zeh. And who is Zehu? Who is this person that wrote yigdal? Rabbi kabbalah sarizal ein lomroi. According to the Arizal, they say, don't say it. Arizal said, don't say it. And there even is a shita that says is that you shouldn't say it. Not, it's asr. Not, you don't have to. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down is that it's the wrong thing to say. There's no ashara. There's no warning from the Arizal that you really shouldn't say it. And it's brought down in the Shlo. The Siddur HaShlo, he does say it to say it. And it's brought down in the Seyda Yom as well, which we're going to get to, and he says there's nothing wrong with saying it. Now remember, this the Shla was a Talmud of the Arizal. So he certainly knew this concept, quote unquote, that Arizal said not to say it, and he said to say it. It's not so simple that he would argue on his Rebbe. V'chol inyan, chashivas gedoyla u'mitzirabal v'chol yoyim hayid gimel ikrim deramamzal. He said, without a doubt, there's a tremendous chashivas, and there's a big mitzvah, to say the Yigimel Ani Mamins, that's for sure. You want to say Yigdal not, he says it seems to be Machoikis. But to say the Yigimel Ikrim Zechanat, V'chol Hamar B'mam Yosef Reza Meshubach, Ach Yishlusko Shein Dev Mamiel Yizboin Masha Oimer V'yakib in the force of Shem Zerah HaNegosai. Just saying it is not enough. You have to think about what you're saying and realize the greatness of the Baruch Hashem. Just to say it and mumble through the words, you're not accomplishing that much. It says in the Be'er Hetiv, Simen Sadik, Samach Ches. He says that the Arizal only used to say piyutim like Yigdal, and Yigdal he held was not. He said that Yigdal, the Arizal held it was written by Achronim. He says if anything was written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, if you take out a kinnis, Tishabah, a lot of this stuff is written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. A lot of the piyutim that we say on Yom Tov and all different things is he said, he wrote a lot of stuff. He was, it's Machlokes, where it was if he was a Tana, it's Machlokes if he was from the Shoinim, but he was definitely very, very early. He was definitely way before the Arizal, he wasn't an Akron, he definitely was very, very early. And he didn't say Yigdal. If someone has the minhag to say it, you shouldn't go away from it. You definitely should say it. Why? There are 12 gates, there are 12 paths in Shemayim. Neged the Yud Beis Shvatim. Connected the 12 Shvatim. V'chol Shevet Yesh Leshar. Each Shevet has his own passageway. V'minik Levad. And each one has his own minhag. V'mashinisker V'shas U'shevet L'chol HaKamayis. So therefore, even if the Arizal didn't say it, and you taka from that minhag, then yeah, so you shouldn't say it maybe. But if not, don't say, oh, my minhag used to say it. And my father said it, my grandfather said it, and my shul they say it, and they're always saying it, but the Arizal said not to say it. He says, Zichri, you should say it. That's the minhag, you should say it because there's different paths. And the famous Chofetz Chaim, I think I mentioned it before, with a maisa that someone came to the Chofetz Chaim and wanted to know, he doesn't understand, why is there Hasidish and Litvish and Sfaradish and all Nusach Sfarad and all the different sects in Klal Yisrael, why can't everyone be the same? Why isn't it all one? He says, it's like an army. When you have an army, you don't just have an army. You have to have an army, you have to have the navy, you have to have the air force. You have to have all these things. You don't just fight one way. So when we dive into the Rebbeinu Shlom, each one has his own path, his own shvil. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's saying is don't veer from that. And the mitzvah, the Shlo says, the mitzvah to say piyutim, kishpayi de blazer chayis ha-shehena, liyato ha-ish siyoysev. It says, brought down that in Belezer Kalir, some explained that he actually, all these piyutim that he wrote, they actually came from Malachim. When he wrote it, there was a fire surrounding him. We're talking about deep stuff of Kabbalah, way above our heads. It says in the Oitzer HaTfilas, he says like this, Yigdal, like we said, it's the Rambam. Baal Siddur Hagin Lev, the one who wrote the Siddur Hagin Lev, he says it was Yechiel Bar Baruch Shmei. It was a Bar Gavra, it was someone very important, his name was Yechiel Bar Baruch. And so that's another pshat that we have already. And he says that Sagnin Loshin Hashir has any early bedimim Sagnin Loshin Hashir is Shai Rotsan Lispor. We say for Noivlis Chachamim the first Basiloi Daf Tzadi Bedim Yachas. I say Eler Reb Shleima Ibn Gavriel. Another person that potentially wrote it, Reb Shleima Ibn Gavriel. And we said that he was actually, according to some, is the one who wrote Adin Elam as well. He says it can't be. It doesn't make sense. Why not?
How come, I don't understand something. How come everyone thinks someone else wrote it?
How come what?
How come they...
We don't know. Many years later.
Uh-huh.
It gets confusing. And it makes a difference who wrote it. So you have to know who wrote things. It's important sometimes.
But so, the one that you said with the name in it, that made the most sense.
Could be, and it could be that it just happens to be the words. Mm-hmm. That's not a... That can't be proof positive. It could be, and then that's why some want to say that. But again, it's written in numbers like the 13 Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is like the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam wrote it. That's not a proof that it wasn't someone else. That may indicate that it was him, but it's not a proof.
Okay.
You know, if it said his name signed on the bottom, it's one thing. You know, we took letters and words and we put them together and it comes out. That's very nice, but that's not a proof in and of itself. But he says that it's very hard to say it's Rosh Hashanah and Gavriel. He says the problem is that Rosh Hashanah and Gavriel was in times before the Rambam. He was, I think, two generations before the Rambam. So if he was before the Rambam, and this Yigdal is based on the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, how could he have written it before the Rambam wrote the Yud Gimel Ikrim? So some answer that the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam is not a new thing. It was around way before the Rambam too. The Rambam was the one who publicized it, and it's important, but it's not something that started with the Rambam. It says in the Eish Lavrom, the Chach, Tach Tzadi Beis. B'nusuch Yigdal, Shani Nog, Loimroi, Kivan, Shebesidr, Shari Shemayim, HaKadosh Mishlo, HaKadosh Kosev Alof, Pirish Aruch, Acha Shayinam, B'chol Bayis, Muchmenes Kasser Rizak Yidua. If the Siddur Hashla over here in the Siddur Shara Shemayim he has pages here, Anyiga. One, two, numerous pages explaining all different parts of Yiga. He says, obviously, the Shloah holds it's very important. One, two, three, four, five. And you got a good five, 6 pages over here of explanation. Just a few words on top of the actual word Yigdal, and the bottom is all explanation. So he definitely seems to think that it's important to say. When the Arizal said not to say it, that was only where he was. He didn't say, make a blanket statement, no one should ever say it, no one should ever, you know, it's not to be said, it's a wrong thing to say. Where he was, he said, there's a reason not to say it. Why? He had for them, the people by him, he gave them piyutim that were easier to understand for them, api kabbalah. He had reasons. But it doesn't mean that other people, and it could be understood 2 ways, a lot of these things. He had a reason specifically there. It could be they're going to end up with certain piyutim, they're going to end up coming to make a mistake. Us, we don't have any deep meanings that we're confusing it and misconstruing it. If we're lucky, we understand the words that we're reading. We look in an art scroll, perhaps, and we understand the words, and we can understand the connection, like we're going to get to, of the Ani Mamins. He says it's a good thing to say. Like the Shloah says, no reason not to say it. There's a strong reason to say it. Even that Rizal, who quoting says that you shouldn't say it, is not that Rizal wasn't saying it for days that you shouldn't say it. He was saying it at that point in time. For his shul, it wasn't appropriate. For his people, it doesn't mean that it wasn't appropriate to say. And it's such a concept. I've seen this before. When it's brought down, it seems to be Mefurish, that if someone goes to a bris, the bris in the morning, and they finish davening, and then the bris meal is after that. So it would seem, Pashtus, it's a proper thing of an ois. Tefillin is called an ois. Bris meal is called an ois. And Shabbos is called an ois. And it's brought down that really a person should leave his tefillin on for the bris. If it's going to be a bris meal, then this person should leave it on. So I asked around, and I'm like, most people seem to take it off. I didn't understand it. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that seemed to say that by him they took it off. So I went to someone and someone says, oh, Aruch HaShulchan says you're supposed to take it off. He took it off. That's the minhag. I said, did you look at the Aruch HaShulchan? Did you read what he says? The Aruch HaShulchan himself says, the minhag is to wear it. It's a proper minhag. By us, we don't wear it. Exception. Why? He explained that apparently in his place, in where he lived, where they had the davening in one place, they had to leave that building, go to a different building. For whatever reason, if you're leaving the shul and you're going out to a different place, he felt that wasn't proper. Maybe going into the streets, maybe. He doesn't explain why, but he had a problem that because they were leaving from one building to the next building. I don't know how far it was, maybe it was far away. He doesn't explain, but he said that's the reason why. So, it's not that the Aruch HaShulchan held that it's a wrong minute to leave it chilling on. He says it's not going to minig. So that's what the Bachacha is saying is here. The Arizal is not saying you shouldn't say Yigdal. The Arizal is saying it by me. He had a reason not to say Yigdal. But everyone should have to say Yigdal. It's not a good thing to say. And by the way, I asked Phil David what he thinks. And he said, it's clear as a... everyone should leave that film on. It seems like there's one chassidus where that holds not, but for the most part, it seems really proper that his film should be on. He said, but I shouldn't tell people. I said, why not? He says, you shouldn't go around telling people, because the problem is that often between davening ending and the bris starting could be a while. It could be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. He says, so what happens? People, you know, all of a sudden someone comes over to you, oh, Shalom Aleichem, I haven't seen you in 25 years, what's new, how's everything? And before you know it, you're schmoozing about mundane things, which is not really a proper thing to do while you're wearing tefillin. So, if a person takes off his tefillin, okay, it's not a terrible thing, but definitely it's a proper thing to wear your tefillin, and don't talk, you know, sit down, take a sefer, look at the pirush hatfilah, learn chumash, whatever it is, but, you know, that certainly seems to be more proper. So, let's go further now that we have some understandings of potentials who wrote it. It definitely seems to be an important piyut, that is definitely a nice thing to say. And actually, he's brought down in the Seder Hayoyim. He says in Shabbos, in Tfilas Musa B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv, he says the Seder Hayoyim is the Rebbe D'Maral. V'Yoyimar Aleinu L'Shabeach. Kasher Kasavnu L'Maylo. You should say Aleinu V'Yishemat. And you wait. V'Yishenog Aleinu Achat Tfilas Yud Gimel Ikim Shu Pizmoy Yigdal Aleikim Chai. You should say Yigdal after davening in Shabbos morning. Ben Imis Kail V'Mir Kai V'Yofer. It's a good minig. It's proper. You say with happiness, with joy, it's part of having joy in Shabbos. He seems to be Shabbos, perhaps we can explain the reason why in Shabbos he thinks it's important to say. He doesn't bring it down daily. You said that you only say it on Shabbos. He doesn't say to bring it to say it during the week, only bring it down on Shabbos. It could be because during the week, unfortunately, we're very busy and everyone's running. So you're not going to have the proper kavanah and the proper simcha. So, you know, you're not gaining that much, even though it's a beautiful thing to say, certainly, as we're saying. But the Shabbos, where you have time, you should certainly try to make it your business that you should hop around and, you know, and really say it and understand what you're saying, that you're doing, you're having kavanah that you're giving lichrim. So let's go a little bit, we'll go through it rather quickly, but just so we get an idea of, we're going to compare the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Ani Mamins, to Yigdal. So it starts off, Yigdal Elohim Chai V'Yishtabach, exalted God Chai who lives V'Yishtabach, and he should be praised. Nimtza, he is found, he exists. The Ein Eis, and there is no time limitation on Mitzuyusay to his existence. That is the first Ani Mamin that we say. And we say, if you want to turn to the Ani Mamins, we say, hang on, let me just read the Ani Mamin over here. Ani Mamin Bemunesh Ema, I believe with a complete faith, Shabari Yizbara, Shemoyu Bariman Chalabrum, Bulavadi, Asa, Voice of Yasapalmasim. The very first one is God's existence. That's the first pasuk. Continuing in Yigdal, Echad ve'ein yachid ki yichudai. He is one, and there is no unity ki yichudai, like his oneness. Ne'elam ve'ein gam ein sayv la'chusai. There's no end to his oneness. What's the second ani mamin? Ani mamin be'munin shalema shabari yisbarach shemoy hu yachid. He's unique. He's one. Ve'ein yachidusai kamayu. And there's no uniqueness. There's no oneness like him. B'shum panim. In any way. Vulavadoi, he's alone. Elokeinu, our God, he was, he is, and will always be. Next, Ein loy demus haguf, he has no semblance of a guf, of a body. Ve'ein loy guf, and he's not a guf. Le'narach elav kedushasi, we can't compare to him kedushasi, his holiness. What's the third ani mamin? Ani mamin b'emunah shalema shebareis baruch shemay ainay guf. He's not guf physical. V'layasi guhu masiyeh guf, and he's not subject to the normal, the phenomena of a guf, of being physical. V'ainay shum demin chal, and he has no comparison at all to a guf. Continuing along over here, kadmoin l'chol davar asher nivra. He preceded everything that was created. He was the first. Rishoyin ve'im reishis reishisay. He's the first, and nothing precedes l'rishasay, to his precedence. The fourth ani mamin is ani mamin b'muna shaleva shabarash izbarash shemay hu rishoyin. He's the first ruachin, and he's the last, because there's no first and beginning. He's before everything. It says in the shlo kodesh. Just to read a quick shlo over here. Ha'ekei harvi kadmon l'chol dovim ma'oyne l'kei kedem kadmon muchlatim ashkos v'ani rishim ani achron. Like it says, we just said ani mamin. There's no first to his firstness. What does that mean? There are things that are first. There's a lot of things we can call first. But there's something that's first before this first. What does that mean? I'll give you a mashal. Rosh Chodesh Nissan hu rishon l'chadash. Habal machro. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the first month, the first chodesh of the coming month. But the other, the month before, the year, was still before his first. So Rosh Chodesh is the first month of the year. But there's still something first that was before him. Ruvain, Rishon LeShimon, the Levi. Ruvain was the oldest, he was the first of the Shvatim, before Shimon and Levi. There's something before him. Who? Ki Yaakov Rishon LaFadah, Yaakov was before him, and on and on and on. V'chein L'malam Yaakov, Avon Mashal Yidrach Rishon, and Yishas Rishon. The Rishon is the absolute first. There's nothing before the Rishon. We're talking about the absolute.
Everything before, nothing after.
What? Nothing before, nothing after. Correct. Next. Hinoi Adoin Olam. He is the master of the world, the universe. L'chol Noitzar.
Creation.
To every creature, Yireh Dulasay Umalchusay, he teaches Yireh a lesson of teaching his greatness and his kingdom, his sovereignty. Fifth animamen is Ani Mamen Bemuna Shleim Shabayish Bayish Mori Lulavade Loy Lavade Royal Espal VeEinu Dulasay Royal Espal. He is the only one that you should daven to because he is everything. Like we're saying over here, he's the master of the world. He's the one who teaches us his greatness, and he's the one we should daven to, and no one else. Moving right along, Shefa Nevuasai, the abundance of his prophecy, Nisonai, he gave it over, El Anshes Gulasai, to the people of his choosing, Vesif Artai, and his splendor. The sixth Animamen is, Animamen Bemun Hashem, Shekol Divrei Nevi'im Emes. Everything that we have from our Nevi'im, which we just said he gave over to the Nevi'im, is truth. Moving right along, Lekambi Yisrael Kemaisha Oi. Nothing arose from Yisrael like Moshe. Oy Navi, ever again a Navi, Umabit Estimunasa. He gazes at his image, referring to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Moshe Ben is the only one who went up to Shemayim, and Kavi Yachol saw the Rebbeinu Shalom. What's the seventh Animamin? Animamin B'munu Shalemo, Shenevuas Moshe Ben Olav HaShalom, Hoysa Amitis is true. He was the father of all Nevi'im, Lakoidnim, to those who preceded him, Lefanov, Labar Machem, who came after him. Next. Tayas and Mesnat San Lamoy Kael, Ayad Nevi'oid Neman Beisoy, a Torah of truth, he gave to his people, Hashem, Al Yidei, by means of the Nevi'im, the most Neman Beisoy, the most trusted of his house. What's the eighth and animal? And animal and moon shall call Terry Amitsuyat Bin He and Suna the Moshe Ben Alashom. The Terry as we have it was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Next, the Yahweh for Kale, the Loya Medasai, the Oilamim Dazai. Never did the Bernisham Yahweh change. Did the Bernisham change? Nor did he exchange Dasai, his laws, the Oilamim, for eternity, Luzalasai, for any other one. What's the ninth one? Ninth animam, and animam munashem shadosh peiroi say muchlefes cannot be exchanged. Blessed they are charis meisa baruch hashemai. This is the one teira. I'm not giving us another teira. So you showed someone's going to come and try to tell you, oh, the teira has changed. Baruch didn't mean things. I have new amendments. No such thing. Okay. Sefer v'yodeyas esarinu. He looks. Baruch Hashem scrutinizes and knows our secrets. Ma'abit l'sayd the Rabbi Kamosay. He perceives the outcome of a matter b'kadmosay. As soon as at the inception of when it happens, the Rabbi Hashem already knows. Tenth animam and animam b'mun Hashem shabaros shemayu yodeya kol masim ne'odam. He knows all the deeds of all human beings and b'chol machshavos and all their thoughts. Shenema yetsa yachalibim hamevin kol masim. Almost done over here. Goy melish chasay kimefaloi. He counts his man to, with kindness kimefaloi. According to his deeds, he gives back. Goy mel, he pays back what the good deeds they do. Nois in the rosh rakirish chasay. And he gives back the evil that the wicked do. The 11th animam and animam mimun shem shabar shemoy. Goy mel toiv l'chayim mitzvayisav. Umanish lo'ayvay mitzvayisav. Same thing. Yishlach l'keitz back to Yigdal. Yishlach l'keitz hayam mishichenu. He will send Mashiach at the end of days, Luftois, to redeem mechake keitz Yeshua say for longing for those who are mechake who long for the final Yeshua salvation. The 12th animam and animam munah shleim b'vias haMashiach. I believe in the coming of Mashiach. Ava bishis from cause even though he might come, we're waiting. With all that, I wait for him every day that he should come. And if ends, Mesim Yechaye Kel Baroi Chazdai, the dead, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim in the abundance of his kindness, Baruch HaDayat Shem Tehilasei. Blessed forever and ever, Shem Tehilasei, the name of his praise. The 13th Animamen, Animamen Emunah Shlema Shetiyat Tchias HaMesim, that there will be Tchias HaMesim, Be'eshu Yala Erotzoin, Me'eshabarosh Ma'vish Ala Zirchala Al Neitzel Nitzachem. And his name will be exalted forever and ever. Just one quick thought on the Ani Mamim Bemuna Shalem Bevias HaMashiach. If you look at that one, it's different than all the other ones. How so? Anyone? Ani Mamim Bemuna Shalem, I believe Bevias HaMashiach, in the coming of Mashiach. Ve'afa Harpy. And even though she is Mamea, he might delay, he might take time. Im calls there with all that, Achakaloi, I wait for him, Achoyim Shiyavim. Why is it? It's like the asking question. You know, I believe in B'ez HaMashiach. I might have a question, but I'm waiting for so long. Even though, nonetheless, I have a question, nonetheless, I still await. It's very weird. Everything else is just a statement, a fact. What's this Afal Pi? So the Sefer of Chaim, he says, is the Afal Pi is the proof that Mashiach is coming. What does that mean? It's a way to give us emuna, to strengthen our emuna that Mashiach is coming. That is, Ani ma'am emuna shem b'vias ha-Mashiach. I believe in the coming of Mashiach. Va'av al-pi she'is ma'meya. And you should know, my waiting is the proof that he's coming. Im kol zeh ha-kaloi b'choyim she'yoveh. How is that a proof? Because when something is not true, something is not here, Ribbono Shel Olam created a tremendous thing in this world called forgetting things. Yaakov Avinu, it said for all the years that Yosef was away from him, he thought that Yosef was dead. Yaakov Avinu didn't have Nevuah. Why didn't he have Nevuah? Because he was sad. Now, the question is that there's a concept that after time passes, when someone passes away, and there's no chance to it coming, a person forgets. And it's a good thing that a person is able to move on, because slowly a person forgets a little bit. You still remember the person, of course, and you should remember the good things, certainly, but that same feeling isn't there anymore. But the thing was, Yosef wasn't really dead. Yosef was alive. The reason why Yaakov didn't get over Yosef for all those years, 20 plus years, was because Yosef was alive. When something is really alive, it stays in your heart more. That's the concept. So the Chaim is saying is that you want to know something, but the fact that I yearn for him and I think, and I sit there and I think about what I'm saying. Ani ma'amin b'emuna shel b'vias ha-Mashiach. I believe in the coming of Mashiach, and I'm waiting for him. By the fact that I'm thinking about him and I care, and it bothers me that he's not here, that's the proof that he's coming. So we have to work on it. We have to really feel it. The Seder Chofetz Chaim had a suitcase packed, ready to go. When's Mashiach coming? He had a suitcase. He's ready. He's going. That's something that we have to work on. So the Peter, the Yigdal, again, maybe that Rizal held not to say. We have back and forth of who is the Mechaber of it, but it's connected to Yigdal Ikrim, which is something very important that we should work on. We Mechazik our own in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Have a good one.